بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we will ponder with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal upon Suratul Inshiqaq, the splitting of the heavens and of the skies above us. And it is chapter number 84. And this chapter, this surah, was among the surahs that frightened the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it made some of his hair go white because of the description it has of the day of judgment. Allah the Almighty says, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ. When the heaven is split apart. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about some of the events that will take place on the day of judgment, or before the day of judgment, just before it. So we've talked about this before, that the heavens and the skies would be cracked, would be split, would be opened into gates and turned into pieces. Allah says, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, which translates to that the heavens listens and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. It has no choice. There's no alternative. So the sky would be split apart, and it would listen to whatever Allah orders it to do, and it has no other choice because everything obeys Him, because He created everything, and He has control over everything, and everything needs Allah in every single thing. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ, Ayah number 3. And when the earth is stretched forth, and this is one of the evidences that scholars prove that the earth is round, because on the day of judgment, it will be stretched forth. It will be made as a carpet. It would be spread. So now it is not spread, it is round. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, and has cast out all that was in it and became empty. What is in this earth? This is the day of resurrection. So all those buried under it, all the graves will be turned over, and the earth would take everything in it and throw it out, so it becomes empty. Again, Allah says, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, which means that, and listens and obeys its Lord, and it must do so. So the first was for the sky, and this one is for the earth. And all the creatures must listen to Allah and obey. They have no other choice, because this is the command of the Creator, Azza wa Jal. So when all of these events take place, what would happen next? Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. O man, and this again is usually addressed to the disbeliever. O man, you who belie the coming of the day of judgment, who deny the existence of the day of resurrection, O man, verily, you're striving and working hard, returning towards your Lord, so you will meet Him. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful verse, is telling us that this is the inevitable. You live for 5 or 6 decades on earth, and then you die. Through these years, you strive and you work, whether good or bad, and then only to meet your Lord on the day of judgment, and also to meet the deeds that you had done. In the authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most beloved names to Allah are Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. This indicates how wrong people think and believe that the most beloved name to Allah is Muhammad. This is wrong. The most beloved name to Allah is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And so many times we find Muslims calling their sons in two names rather than one. So if they get a son, they call him Muhammad Sadiq, Muhammad Adil, Muhammad Samir, Muhammad Tariq. And you don't know why they call him this compound name. You say, oh, we want barakah, we want blessing. This is wrong. Call your son one name, either Muhammad or Tariq, either Muhammad or Faisal, but not both, because usually his name is one and the second name belongs to his father. The Prophet says in the authentic hadith, alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beloved names to Allah, Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. And the most truthful names are Al-Harith wal-Hammam. Al-Harith is someone who plows. So every one of us plows. One would say, I'm not a farmer. No, you're not. But the word to plow is to strive in this life, whether in good or bad. So each one of us, if you are a da'i, if you are a preacher, you strive hard to give da'wah to people and to call them to Islam. And if you're a musician or a singer, you strive hard in composing music and making songs. But both do good and bad, and they're striving. And Al-Hammam is the one who intends to do something. So a good person always intends to do good deeds. An evil person always intends to do evil deeds. So these are the two most truthful names. Everyone plows and does something, whether good or bad, and everyone intends and wants to do something. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that you will be striving hard, whether in good or bad. And this is what you do. So if you know this, then you should also know that you will meet the things that you had done. If we backbite people, and we are certain that someone would go to them and tell them, and they will come and face me. Why did you say this about me when I wasn't there? Would you backbite people? The answer is no. You will most likely not backbite others unless you are almost certain that it would not reach them, because you fear the consequences. Likewise, if you do something on earth, then be certain that you will meet that on the Day of Judgment. And you will see it in black and white, written. And you will meet Allah Azza wa Jal, and He will hold you accountable for what you had done. Okay, I did what I did in this life. Then what? Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then, as for him who will be given his record in his right hand. This is a sign. If you're given your record in your right hand, this means that you've passed the test. And what comes afterwards, it's just sort of formalities. Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven your sins. Allah says about those who are given their records in their right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He surely will receive an easy reckoning. Is there an easy reckoning and a hard reckoning? The answer is yes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, whoever Allah Azza wa Jal holds him accountable for his record, one by one, scrutinizing it all, Allah Azza wa Jal would punish him. Aisha asked, O Prophet of Allah, how is that? Didn't Allah say, He surely will receive an easy reckoning? He said, yes. Those whom Allah only display their records, they will have an easy reckoning. But those whom Allah Azza wa Jal ask them about each and every item on it, Allah Azza wa Jal will punish them. And this is clear on the Day of Judgment, when Allah Azza wa Jal covers an individual from the people, and He shows him his record books, and He tells him that you did this and that and this and that, and the individual is terrified, and he knows that he's going to hell, and he acknowledges everything in it. At the end Allah says, because Allah is not asking him why you did this and why you did that, Allah is just displaying it to him. Allah says, the Almighty, as the Prophet tells us alayhi salam in the hadith, I have concealed your sins in this life, and so I will also conceal it on the Day of Judgment. Go, I have forgiven your sins. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah we'll be right back. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, those fortunate who would receive their record by the right hand, they will be easily taken through these records. And Allah Azza wa Jal would not hold them accountable for each and every single one of them. As a consequence, Allah says, وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, and will return to his family in joy. So those who believed, those who did righteous deeds, Allah would give them their records in their right hand, and it would be an easy process for them, and they will go back to their families, to their loved ones, to their children, to their wives, and they will go back to them happy and joyful because they have passed the test. And this is the moment that they will find comfort. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, may Allah have mercy on his soul, was asked, when does the servant of Allah find comfort? When is it? When he goes to bed? When he performs pilgrimage? When he eats a good meal? Imam Ahmad said, the servant of Allah will not find comfort until he lays his foot in paradise. The moment you put your foot in paradise, that's it. Worries are over. No regrets, no sadness, no calamities, no misery. It is all enjoyment and happiness. Now let's look at the other side. May Allah protect us all. Allah says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ, but whosoever is giving his record behind his back. These are the sinful, the disbelievers. They're giving their books in their left hand, as mentioned in other ayahs, and then their hands and arms are twisted so that it would be behind their backs. And these people, as Allah Azza wa Jal describes, فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا, this individual, he will invoke his destruction, because he knows what's coming afterwards is much worse than what's now. If he's giving his record with his left and his arm is twisted, then he knows that he is about to go to hell. So he prays and invoke, oh Allah, destroy me. I don't want to be here. I don't want to live. Allah says, وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, he will invoke his destruction, nevertheless, and shall enter a blazing fire. Why is that? Because he disbelieved. He sinned, and he has to pay for what he had done. But what did he do? Well, Allah describes to us the things that he had done on earth. So Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. See, the believer, after being given his record with his right, he goes to his family, his loved ones in paradise, in his homes, being happy. The disbeliever, Allah says, verily he was among his people in joy. And this cannot happen. If you are in safety and security in this life, and you're sure that you're not going to be punished on the Day of Judgment, you will be punished and threatened and feared. But if you were intimidated and afraid of Allah's wrath, and you were feeling insecurity because you don't know whether Allah will accept your deeds or not, on the Day of Judgment you will be in joy. So this man, this disbeliever, this sinner, he was among his people in joy. Allah says, إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّن يَحُورَ, he thought he will never be brought back. Verily, he thought that he would never come back, meaning to life. He would never be resurrected. And this is the case with the majority of people. They don't believe that there's any resurrection. Allah says, Bala, inna rabbahu kana bihi basira. Yes, verily his Lord has been ever beholding him. Don't think that whatever you do, Allah Azza wa Jal is not gonna hold you accountable for it. Don't think that Allah Azza wa Jal would not question you about it. No, Allah Azza wa Jal will. And Allah knows everything you do and you say. And from these beautiful ayahs, we learn that there is resurrection, there is a day of judgment, and definitely there is accountability. People would be given their books in their right hands and others would be given their record books behind their back. And it is inevitable. You must meet your Lord. You must meet your Maker. This is definitely going to happen. And we learn that every individual, after reaching the age of puberty until he dies, that he would meet and see the things that he had done. So the minute you hit the age of puberty, the counter is moving. Everything is being counted upon you. And also we learn from these beautiful ayahs that those who do well, Allah would give them their records in their right hand. They will not be held accountable for each and every single item they had done. It would be only just a display. While those whom Allah Azza wa Jal question and hold accountable, they will be tortured because they would not have any excuse for the thing they had done. And also in these ayahs, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us that enjoying life to the fullest by angering Allah Azza wa Jal, this is a cause of torment on the Day of Judgment. Because a disbeliever was happy, was enjoying life, neglecting what Allah wants from him, on the Day of Judgment, he would be thrown into hell. And because a believer used to enjoy only what was permitted for him. See, a believer is not actually in misery. Believers are entitled to enjoy whatever is permissible. So they can marry, but they cannot fornicate. They can make money, but they should not cheat or use riba, interest-based loans, etc., which is forbidden. They can eat whatever they want, but they cannot eat pork or unslaughtered meat or consume intoxicants. They can wear nice clothes, but they shouldn't imitate the opposite gender, and they shouldn't imitate the disbelievers, and there are certain fabrics that they cannot use, and also men cannot wear gold. So you can enjoy life, but there are few restrictions as a test for you, and it's also beneficial to you so that you would not get into something that Allah Azza wa Jal has made forbidden for you. It is harmful for you in this life, and that's why Allah forbade it, and it is also depriving you from entering paradise in the hereafter. So you should refrain. In this sense, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us to enjoy life and to believe. And this is an example of how you will enjoy life to the fullest in the hereafter if you comply by Allah's orders and instructions. From these beautiful verses, each and every one of us should prepare. Each and every one of us should be ready, because whatever you do, even if people did not see you, you will meet that on the Day of Judgment. And that is why Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, verse 12, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. Those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal, when they are in privacy, when no one is looking, Allah Azza wa Jal would give them forgiveness and would give them a great reward. This is when you do good deeds. You will meet this, and you will find the fruit of what you had done. But unfortunately, even the bad things you do, you will meet that. So if you can cheat the law, if you can do something wrong without people catching you or prosecuting you, yes, maybe you would escape prison. You would escape being indicted, but you will definitely not escape the wrath and punishment, the torment and torture of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, whatever you do, always prepare yourself. Always tell yourself that this is what I had done, and now I'm awaiting for the punishment. Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, used to say, O people, hold yourself accountable before someone else holds you accountable. Meaning before you go to bed every day, look back at the things you had done that day and question yourself, why did I do that? And try to rectify it if possible, tonight or the following day, before you are held accountable on the Day of Judgment. He used to say, weigh your deeds now before someone weighs them for you on the Day of Judgment. And prepare yourself for the great display when Allah Azza wa Jal gathers all on the Day of Resurrection. Allah says, O man, you are striving to your Lord, and you will meet your Lord, and you will meet your deeds. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes our deeds as He wishes and likes. And with this, we come to an end. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.